All right, team, how are we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And before we get going, I want to tell you this. I have accelerated my high performance journey this past week. My wife and I, we joined this amazing gym in Florida. It's called Crunch Fitness. Many of you may know it, but this one is a very special one. It's amazing. It's a new design. It's, I got to say, probably one of the best gyms I have been to in the whole country. And many of you know, I spent my career as a strength coach, a performance coach, traveling the country, taking professional athletes to different gyms and facilities and training them. So for me to tip my cap to this gym, amazing job. And what I love about it is that everybody's there to work. It's a motivational environment, an inspiring environment with great equipment and a great energy. And that's what it's all about, right? Energy for me is everything. And if you have bad energy, number one, you can't be around me. And number two, you're going to bring down a room. And, you know, when you could get yourself into environments with real, genuine, hard energy where people are excited and motivated and wanting to improve themselves and wanting to improve things that are around them, that's an amazing, amazing thing. So let's talk about energy as well as a leader, because I wrote a controversial LinkedIn post, which I have in front of me, and I want to read it to you because I think it's super, super important. And it is actually based on a leadership change that took place with the company Peloton. And Peloton, as you know, was one of the leaders in home fitness. For those of you during the pandemic looking to improve your fitness, maybe you bought a bike, maybe you subscribed to the app, whatever it may be. But since that time, the company has actually started to go downhill. They had a hiccup with their treadmill. I'm sure they lost a bunch of users now that gyms like Crunch and like Equinox are back open. So they are in a bit of trouble. So what did they do? What they did was they tapped in a new CEO by the name of Barry McCarthy. He was with Spotify, and he's sort of this Silicon Valley tech guy that seems to have a real edge to him, which I really like. So I wrote this post, and it's called Weak Leaders, Get Out, Your Time is Over. And I took that headline because it's true. I mean, weak leaders, they don't make you better. I mean, they pacify things. They may keep HR happy, but for the most part, weak leaders, they're not exciting or fun to work with, and they're not going to make you better. A weak leader will not make you better. A tough, strong leader that challenges you, that calls you out on your bullshit, that's who you want. That's a good leader. That's a great leader. That's a great coach. Okay, so weak leaders, get out. Your time is over. The new CEO of Peloton, Barry McCarthy, gets it. Business is about growth. It's about winning. And somewhere that got lost in translation. And here's a quote. John and I, John is the former CEO of Peloton, don't always agree. So John and Barry McCarthy, they don't always agree. And I believe Barry was on the board of Peloton before he took over. So he announces to the team at their all hands meeting that we are a family. So John would announce at the all hands team meetings that we, Peloton, are all a family. So Barry says, you'll never hear me say that we are a family. And I wrote, exactly. McCarthy continued, we're a sports team and we're trying to win the Super Bowl. And so we're going to put the best players on the field that we can. And if you go down the field and we throw you the ball, and you drop it a bunch, we're going to cut you. And in sports, cutting you means we're going to send you on your way. You're no longer on the team. Because everybody else who's trying hard to win the game deserves to have the best players on the field. And if you're a good player, you're going to love to be on this team, right? So winners want to be with winners. And you know what winners hate? Winners hate losers. Winners hate lazy people. Winners don't want to be around people that milk the system just to get the check. You ever see somebody that just shows up for the check? They're losers. They're people that just show up. They do the bare minimum. And I actually had this experience this morning at Home Depot, right? So I go to Home Depot I'm at customer service. I'm looking for some help. And the lady says, well, what you ordered your order is at another store, but we have 100 of those parts here. And but you're going to have to call the store, the other store 5 miles away, to cancel your order. And I said, well, can't you do that? And she says, I can do that. And I said, well, where is this other part? And she didn't know where the other part was. She says, oh, it's probably in plumbing. Instead of picking up the phone and saying customer service to plumbing, we have a customer that needs some help, she just decided to do the bare minimum. So that's a loser. So just so we're clear, there's winners and there's losers. And if you don't go the extra mile and you're not somebody that wants to be great and wants to help others be great, we'll call you a non-winner, right? That's the everybody gets a trophy version of loser is a non-winner. So let me continue on with what I wrote. I said, this is leadership, right? When a guy like Barry speaks the way he speaks, that's leadership. He's putting a flag in the ground and he's saying, from this point forward, we are no longer tolerating BS. We're not a family. We're a team. We're a sports team that is here to win. And if you can't get it done, you're out of here. So coming in and calling the play, Barry came in and he's calling the play. He's not playing defense to the needs of people that cannot define winning for themselves. Barry McCarthy is coming in to win, and he is not allowing a flattened culture of family to get in his way. Sometimes we use these buzzwords like family. We're a family. Well, many families are dysfunctional. Many families are not winning. Many families have a lot of problems. So I don't know if you actually want to be a family as much as you'd want to be a winning team. But the truth is this, business is not family. And I say this story, right? I remember when my contract was up with the Yankees. Do you know how many calls I got from my so-called family? I got zero calls. Zero calls came in from that family. Okay. So what if instead of being a family, which is, as I wrote, bullshit, companies started acting as a team of strong, bold, powerful, and connected through winning and hard work, right? A team that's bold, that stands up for what they believe in, and they're connected through winning and hard work. What if instead of being family, companies started challenging their people again to be their best versus coming up with safe spaces and weakness rooms so all can work on their empathy, right? Another big buzzword today, empathy. It's all there with kindness. But sometimes I found through the years in coaching people, professionals all the way down to youth, they need a kick in the ass. So we got to get back to the fundamentals of what it takes to win. Winning is a battle. It takes work. This sugarcoating stuff has got to stop. If somebody on your team sucks and is not doing their job, you must let them know. That's what great leaders do. That is leadership. You can't allow mediocrity to hang around or it will take over your organization. Okay. As a leader, you must hold strong and be the rock. Motivational speaker leadership does not work. It sounds good, but when you're in the trench working to win the war, you need street fighters that will do whatever it takes to bring home victory. Are you feeling me? Now let's ditch the surveys and start getting gritty. That is what it takes to win. And after all that everyone has been through the last 2 years, winning will be that much sweeter when it happens. So then I wrote with a star at the bottom. And this message is on LinkedIn for those of you that want to know what I'm reading from. And if this message is too hard for you, look in the mirror. You're exactly who I am speaking to. So I wrote this because what I see in the marketplace, and I coach CEOs and executives all day long, and they are so tired of what is going on, just like old gritty baseball coaches. They are tired of the data and the analytics and all of this stuff that's getting in the way of them just telling a player what they need to hear in order to be great. But everybody today is playing defense and they're worried, yet you have to play offense in order to win. And that's what we have to take away here. If you want to be a leader, right? If you want to be a great leader, you can't just play it safe all the time, because playing it safe Well, it won't get you where you want to go. Playing it safe may make you a few bucks, but there's going to be something inside of you that feels wrong. Like you didn't fulfill your full potential, or you didn't do it the right way. You didn't do it the way that you wanted to do it. And that translates over time into a level of regret. I can give you a bunch of money, but if you didn't earn that money the right way, there comes a day in your life where you sit back and you say, you know what? I should have done it this way. I could have done it this way. I could have been better, but I just bit my tongue and, you know, it is what it is, right? Another loser statement. It is what it is. That is a statement of somebody who does not want to make a change. So be very aware of your language. Like I always say, the power of language. It is what it is. No good. I remember being in a locker room in Detroit. We were playing the Detroit Tigers, right? It was playoff time. And Mark Teixeira, a good buddy of mine, is sitting on the training table getting ready for the upcoming games, but he was dealing with an injury. And I remember Andy Pettit, one of my good buddies, walks in and he goes, You playing today? And Mark says, I'm going to try. And Andy turned around and he looked at him and he said, you're going to try. He goes, there is no try. There's only do. This is nut cutting time. And it was a exchange between two very, very good players, and one called the other out, and they were very good buddies, but one called the other out, and the other had to take a moment and step back and say, I'll be ready to play tomorrow. And Tex was ready to play. But sometimes it takes a player, a person, a leader to kick somebody in the butt. And that's what we have lost in the leadership world today. You know, you get all these authors walking around teaching leadership that have never led anything, right? And they want to tell everybody how to lead. You know, they talk about their adventure trips and they talk about all these things that they've done in these books. But leadership is about being in the trench, and it's about moving towards where it is that you want to go and moving everybody towards where they want to go. And there's some people that are on your team that don't want to go where you want them to go or where you want to go. You can't use any strategy besides getting rid of them to help them and to help you get where it is that you want to go. So in my book, I have this new book out called Habits of a Champion Team, and I talk a lot about firing people. Fire yourself, right? If you're acting as a bad leader, fire yourself. Get rid of yourself. Because your bad leadership, it's not going to help you win. It's not going to help your team win. So fire yourself and come back better. Rehire yourself as a better leader that shows up with guts and courage. And you see it whenever there's a war, whenever there's a crisis situation, whether it's 9/11, whatever it may be, right? These great leaders become unforgotten leaders. And usually they come from places that you say, wow, that guy, he didn't have the best education. He didn't have the best upbringing. And him, her? Yeah. They rose up to the occasion and they put themselves out there. So that's what I want everybody listening to this to take from this. Have courage, have guts, go out there and lead with courage. Stop trying to please everybody, because if you please everybody, you please nobody. So I hope this message again hit you kind of hard. I wanted it to, and it's a very, very important message to share. So if you enjoyed it, share it with your team, share it with coworkers, share it with teammates, leaders, anyone you know, because we got to start changing the narrative and changing the dialogue around leadership. We can't just walk around like happy puppy dogs all day and think that we're going to win in a very competitive business environment or sports environment for those of you sports coaches that are listening as well. So this is Coach Dana Cavalia. I hope you enjoyed today's message. I enjoyed delivering it. And if you did, you know, give us a thumbs up, give us a like if you're watching us on YouTube. And on iTunes, if you can give a review, if you enjoy it, much appreciated. Well, lastly, if you don't get my daily blog, head on over to danacavalia.com. I put it there. I write a blog Monday through Friday, a newsletter. I call it the Champions Newsletter. It's literally 30 to 60 seconds. It's a great read to keep you poised, keep you coached, and keep you motivated. Like I said, every week I'm here to coach you. I'm not here to motivate you. I'm not here to be a speaker that fluffs your pillow. Like I say, when I talk to companies, folks, I'm not a speaker. I'm a coach, and I'm here to coach you. I'm a coach who happens to speak. Okay? So that's what I have for you this week. Head on over to danacavalier.com, and I will see you next week with another episode of the Becoming a Champion Show. See ya.